Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, it's Mental Health Week, and during the week, Mental Health Day on Wednesday the 10th focused on the theme of young people and mental health in a changing world. And, you know, I think particularly young people are faced with a lot of challenges at the moment in the world, that the pace is just moving quicker and quicker and ever, and I think the challenges are getting bigger as well. So it's so important to continue to discuss and look after our own mental health and to highlight issues faced by our youth in today's world. In the studio now to give his advice, we have Pastor Pat Fitzgerald from the People's Church Dublin City, located on Pierce Street in Dublin. You're very welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you, Jack. It's great to be here.
How about if I do the other mic? There you go. There you are. Say hello again so people can hear you.
Hi, Jackie. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. Yeah, it's great to have you here. And tell us, first of all, what are your thoughts on contributing factors to mental health in our society today?
Well, Jackie, I really thought about this yesterday and had a deep conversation with my wife. And I came to the agreement in my own heart is that often what I see in society is this, Jackie. We often talk about mental health issues, or we often deal with mental health issues with people when it's actually too late.
That's true.
And I think what I've seen lots of stuff on Facebook come, you know, people are saying, my door's open and all that stuff, and that's great. But I sometimes feel for all of us, we don't seem to really see the signs until it's too late.
Well, that's it. And you expect people to come to you,
yeah.
But when you're in that state, you don't.
Yeah. Like the other day, I was with someone who was really going through a difficult time, almost on the border of depression. And I spent a while with this person and just encouraged him, talking to him. But I thought afterwards, has no one else seen? Has no one else been aware of what's going on in this person's life? And I think sometimes we don't allow ourselves to step up to the mark. And in terms of, Jackie, our friends, our family members, our children, kids on the streets that we bump into. There's so many people that we bump into every single day that sometimes I don't think we're aware of the signs. For these kids, especially young people. And I think it's time for us, Jackie, rather than waiting when they're in St. Patrick's or some institution where they're really in a difficult situation. Because sometimes when you get to that stage, it's a little bit late. I think for me, Jackie, I think all of us, especially as Christians, we need to start spending time with people and listening to them.
I think you're right. I think you're really right. Because I think what I find is when something, I'm this way personally, I imagine other people are too. If something is bothering me a little bit, I'll talk about that. But when something's really bothering me deep down inside, I won't. I'll keep it to myself.
Well, let's take that scenario,
Jackie. Why do we do that?
Say you go into someone's house and you're in foul form, right? Right, you're in foul form. Think of this, right? When you leave, majority of those people say, what's wrong with her?
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll say, I'm not inviting her again.
Yeah.
They don't stop for a minute to say, what's actually bothering her to make her actually in that position?
That's such a good point.
People don't just wake up in bad form. And people don't just wake up feeling depressed for no reason. But I think for me, Jackie, personally, I don't know what you think, right? It's well and good slapping up on Facebook this weekend saying, you know, my house is open and all that. That's lovely. And I see all that's lovely. But what about if your brother or your sister kick off in the house? Or your mother is a bit down and you give her grief? Does no one ever stop for a moment and say, okay, why is he kicking off? Why is she feeling down?
No, we don't. I mean, my immediate reaction is, oh gosh, get over it. That's the immediate reaction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what I think, Jackie, is it's like in mental health starts somewhere and it actually finishes somewhere. So it has to begin somewhere. But what about if we could stop it when it's just starting?
When it's just the beginning stages before it gets so bad. That you got a problem. Yeah. And so how do you do that? How do you intervene in I guess?
Well, during the day, I just spent time with that person. And then I made it my business to text them and ring them. And then I met them the next day just to sit with them and talk to them. You see, it's sacrificial, Jackie. It takes a bit more out of us when we want to do that. And sometimes I think, you know, we don't really want to, you know, go to that length. You know, to take time out, to consider someone else, to ring someone else, to text someone else, to send an email to someone. And I remember a great man of God saying this one time years ago. I think I read it in a book. When someone behaves in a very, very bad manner, stop and ask yourself why.
Mm.
What's going on inside of them to allow them to react in certain ways and live in certain behaviours?
Mm-hmm.
And this man of God, I think he was in a book, and he said, make it your business to knock on the door and ask them, what's going on? What's the problem? Why are you kicking off?
Imagine if we did that.
I'll tell you something. It'd save an awful lot of problems for people down the road.
And particularly, like, I think with our kids, you know, sometimes when they start pushing us away, they'll push and push. They'll push the parents away. They'll push people in their lives away. And sometimes you just go, they'll get over it. It's just a phase.
Well, Jackie, it's like this. In the last 10 years, say 15 years, where Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these things, mm-hmm. kids are so preoccupied with all this stuff, right, that we've lost one of the main ingredients in society. Mm. It's sitting down and having a talk.
Mm. And it can't be good. It can't be good for people, I don't think, being bombarded all the time with messages from Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, the media, everything. It's like their phones are constantly on screens, and that's just a constant. That's got to affect your mental well-being.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a friend of mine said he has a love-hate relationship with Facebook.
Yeah.
One day he loves it, the next day he hates it.
Yeah.
Right. And I was in the car today with my kids, and I said, just look out the window there. There was two girls walking down the street, right? And the phones were stuck to their ear.
Yeah.
I was thinking, that's just a picture of society. These phones, the laptops, the iPads, everything, they're all just almost running our lives. And I don't know how you feel, but sometimes at the end of the day, you're thinking, I wish I could just put that thing and burn it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it does have a bad effect on people. I don't care what anyone says.
Mm.
And I think if we don't interject at some point when people are going through difficulty, we're going to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see, hopefully we won't miss it. But if we do miss it, then we have to live with the consequences of that.
That we missed it, yeah.
I remember years ago, Jackie, in my own neighborhood, two brothers, twins, hung themselves together. And I was thinking about a lot of my friends growing up, either end up in drug addiction or dead. I was thinking about all of them there a while ago. I was thinking, I wonder if someone had interjected and sat with these kids and thought, what's going on in your mind?
Mm.
What's going on in your heart? I would say a lot of these kids will be still alive today.
Because
Jackie, someone said this to me, I thought it was a very good point. When someone commits suicide, right, they don't do it to hurt people. They do it because they're hurting people.
Mm.
And they don't know any other way out. But that's the later stages of mental health. What would happen if we, as people of God, as people that care about people, could set up a system or set up systems that we could almost force that to change?
Mm. Well, I think the way we start by changing, I mean, like, I know for myself growing up, right? My parents were really good. I had great parents, had a great childhood. And they were very good about always saying, they come to me and say, if you have anything you need to talk about, door's always open, come and talk to me. But I wouldn't go. I mean, even though I loved them and I knew they loved me, probably my bigger problems I kept to myself. And so I try to learn from that as being a parent myself.
Mm.
And so with my kids, I don't wait for them to come to me. I go to them and I say, how are you doing? Tell me what's going on in your life. And then you get them talking, get them opening up. And then you start to find and hear some things that you didn't realize maybe were going on. And then you can tease those out and talk about them. But, I think we have to go. I think you're absolutely onto something here, that we have to make the time to go to the people that we love and say, no, really, not just how you doing, but really, what's going on? Tell me what's going on in your daily life.
I had a friend of mine, a few weeks ago, I threw a load of kids in the back of my car, took them down to the dairy for ice cream. And there was two pastors with me, one from America, one from Australia. And so we took all these kids for ice cream. We were walking along the pier, right? And do you know what I saw, Jackie? The delight in these kids that these pastors were spending time with them and listening to them.
Mm.
And one of the kids didn't really want to walk the full length of the pier, but decided just to sit down on a bench. And the pastor friend of mine sat with that kid for over an hour and listened.
Wow.
And that's the key to mental health problems.
Mm-hmm. Listening.
Listening, taking time out and sitting with young people and asking them, how are you really doing?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in your world? What's affecting your mind? What's troubling your heart? I tell you, Jack, if we could do this, honestly, we'd see great results. And we'd see... I believe, Jackie, I don't know what you feel, I would believe we would see our suicide rate drop.
Drop down, yeah, absolutely.
Because we're the fourth highest in Europe.
Yeah,
it's high. I think it's time for us to wake up and start smelling the coffee and say, okay, what's going on in our world? What's going on in Dublin City?
I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you have a minute? Because I'd like to play a song and come back and maybe talk a little bit more about trends that you're seeing in young people and things that people can be aware of. So we'll play a song. And we'll come back and chat some more to Pastor Pat. It's Ireland's Positive Sounds Spirit Radio. We are talking to Pastor Pat Fitzgerald this morning on Saturday Magazine. And we've been talking about young people and mental health. And we've been talking about how important it is to intervene and ask, you know, get to ask the questions early in a young person's life if they start, you know, kicking off, and how important it is to get in there and get young people to open up and to talk and to listen and spend time with them. And we're back now with Pastor Pat. And Pastor Pat, I want to ask you now about, you know, the trends that you might see in mental health in young people in today's society. And particularly, what do you see? What advice would you give?
Well, what I'm seeing, Jackie, more and more with these kids is that a lot of them are taking substances from, you know, cocaine to, you know, across-the-counter drugs, alcohol. The wine culture is increasing constantly. And what I'm noticing with these kids, they're constantly creating this culture in their own world. And it's having a dreadful effect on them and a detrimental effect on these kids. And I think for me, the advice I would give is, like I was sharing with you a few minutes ago, but this kid I met in New Zealand just sat with her and, you know, going through a difficult time. I said, listen, just offload. What's going on in your world? Because remember this, Jackie, when kids take drugs of any description, whether it's across the counter, whether it's cocaine or heroin, whatever it is, right? The very fact that they're taking this stuff means there's something going on inside them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because life is so busy for all of us, we tend to almost bypass it, almost ignore it, right? And I think in 10 years' time, we're going to look back and say they were difficult years for a lot of these kids growing up. And what did we do? And maybe it was too late. But I feel in my heart, Jackie, is this. I don't want us to say it's too late. I want us to interject now. I want us to not ignore them or bypass them, but go over way and ask them, why are you taking that? What's going on? Like, what's troubling your heart? What's going on in your mind? Usually, it's a relationship. Usually, they're probably not doing well in school. And then probably it's a bit of bullying with the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram. So it's either one of those categories. It's affecting these kids. And I think it's also the pressure in Ireland is, you know, where are you going to get the money to buy a house? And all these pressures that are building up with these kids. So it's having a detrimental effect. And so most kids are turning to some level of some type of substance to try and, you know, almost escape from
it. Yeah, dull it down. Yeah.
You know, and I think we as people, as older people, we need to really ask ourselves about investing. In the generation that's underneath us.
Yeah.
That the generation underneath them will not have all these problems and will not hopefully be addicted to substances and hopefully won't, you know, be seeing suicide on a constant
high level. You know, I had an interesting conversation recently share this with you and see what you think. It was actually somebody, I was having a meal with my daughter and a friend of mine, and my friend was giving advice to my daughter, and I thought, my goodness, I wish I'd had a tape recorder for this advice. I thought it was really good. She was explaining to both of us that, you know, one of the key virtues that we as Christians need to cultivate is one of the key virtues is prudence. It's one of the cardinal virtues that all the virtues hinge on. And she was saying it's actually one of the most important virtues because prudence allows us to know what's the right thing to do at the right time, so not to do the wrong thing at the wrong time. And she explained that, you know, when we're young, we don't have prudence because we don't have the experience, we don't have the wisdom. So young people really need to rely on older people's wisdom and their prudence to help them make decisions. And she was saying, don't ever be afraid to go to your mom or to your dad or to somebody older and wiser than you and ask advice because that's what they're there for. And I think we see that in society, in our culture. Young people get kind of lost in themselves. They don't think to seek advice. They think there's this gap, this generation gap. How could they possibly understand? What would they know of my problems?
Yeah.
But I think that's a message we need to get out to young people too, is tap into the people in your life that are older than you, that have the wisdom, that have the prudence to be able to give you advice when you're going through tough things like relationships or school or bullying or whatever it is.
Well, for me, Jack, I was saying this to someone recently. I remember getting into a spot of trouble when I was a teenager, right?
You?
Yeah.
In a spot of trouble? I can't imagine.
And I look back now, and I think if there was an older person at that point have stepped into my world and said, listen now, if you do that, that's going to cause this, 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 and this.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nobody at the time. And a lot of the kids that I grew up at that time, we didn't have an older person interjecting in our lives. Most of those kids either end up in prison or heroin addicts, ended up in a mess, right? And I often think if there had been someone there, a bit older, a bit wiser, and said, listen, lads, don't go there. Don't do that. I would say we would have all listened.
Mm-hmm.
Not someone coming in and almost, you know, giving out to you, but someone that could sit with you, relate, and say, listen, lads, this is the wrong decision. Don't do that.
This is not heading in a good direction.
This is going down a road that you shouldn't go down. I mean, I was really good at soccer, right, as a kid, and I had no one ever to sit with me and say, you know, keep going, keep pressing on, you've got talent, ability. So by the time I was 15, I stopped and started drinking alcohol. So I often think back, that wasn't the way it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
If there had been somebody. But here's the other side of the coin, Jackie. It's our responsibility as older people to interject with these younger people and build a relationship with them and then bring in all the experience that we have to try and guide them and lead them gently in the proper way. Do you know what I mean?
So instead of throwing our hands up and going, what's happening to this generation? It's a terrible generation.
Absolutely.
Get involved.
And then the other side of that, Jackie, is to create a culture among all of us that people can feel that they can relate to us and don't feel intimidated or don't feel that we're older, you know, we're past what's going on in this generation, you know. My kids often say, Dad, you know, you're old. And I often use that verse where it says, there's nothing new under the sun. Mm-hmm. Man has been the same since the beginning of time. So, you know, you just have different gadgets today. That's about all. But man's behavior has never changed. And so I try, especially with the kids in church, I try and come down to their level.
Mm-hmm.
And relate to them and ask them, what's going on, kids? What's going on in your world? What's affecting you? How's school? The very fact, one kid even said to me one day, the very fact that I even asked them, how are you getting on in school?
Made a difference.
Made a difference.
Yeah.
And that's not hard, Jackie.
It's not hard. It's not so hard to do at all. It's a good thing to get involved and to ask those questions. We have, talking of questions, we have a text that's come in here. It's quite a serious text. So I want to read it out and see if you have any advice for this mom, or might be a dad. I'm not sure. It says, hello, Spirit Radio. My daughter's having suicidal thoughts since a while ago. She's 13. She's attending counseling sessions. But in the fourth one, she said she didn't want to continue. She feels fine now. What could I say to encourage her to continue the sessions as she hasn't said yet why she wants to take her life? Thanks for your advice. What advice would you give to
that? I'll tell you what I'd do, Jackie. I would take my daughter or my son out for dinner or take them for lunch, have a great time with them, and then go in the back door.
Mm.
Don't come in the front door. Come in the back door.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, Jackie. You sit down and have a meal with someone, they tend to open their heart.
Yeah. Breaking
bread.
Because
it's a relaxed environment.
Yeah.
I think as parents, we almost kick open the front door rather than gently going around the back door.
We're like a SWAT team.
Absolutely. We're like the SAS. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think if we could learn to, rather than reacting because of what's going on, and I can imagine what this mom and dad's going through, but to create an environment where you come down and create an environment where they feel relaxed and then they begin to open.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, it's not going through the front door. It's slowly coming around the back door and eventually. And the second thing I would say is, make sure at all times that she is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But don't pressurize her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love on her from a distance. If she doesn't like pressure, just be there. Be there. Be a support.
Be present.
And I would say this to you. There's a word that comes to me. James says, life and death is in the tongue. Speak life into this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly. Where, at every situation, even when you feel a bit, that you want to react, just keep speaking life into it. Because life will produce life.
Life will produce life, yeah, absolutely. Pastor Pat, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Don't forget India, Jackie.
Look, I've got it circled here. I'm going to say it. Yes, you've got something going on today I want people to hear about. Make sure that they support you if they can. Yeah, so tell us what you're up to.
We're going on a mission trip in 2 weeks to a place called Vellore. And we're going to work with gypsies and two orphans and the leprosy mission.
Wow.
And we're trying to raise money to help the leprosy mission residential homes, which are falling apart at the moment, and there's no funding for them. So we're up in Tesco's and Tala trying to raise money to try and help these very poor people. So if you'd want to come along and donate or contact the People's Church, we'd love a small donation.
Yeah, it'll help you do that good work you're doing.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thanks so much for coming along.
And
real big pleasure to have you here too. Pastor Pat Fitzgerald, wish you all the best. Have a great time on your mission trip. And I hope the bag packing in Tala and Tesco's goes really well today. It's the People's Church, Dublin City, located in Pier Street. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Jackie.
This morning.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie. Yeah.